There's danger for Birmingham City. It's 1-0. It's Hugo Rodriguez that scored. They've been threatening it. The little give, the little go, and Rodriguez through, drilled it past Darren Randolph in the Blues net to make it 1-0 to Fulham. We've had 4 minutes.
Grounds an early ball forward for Lloyd Dyer, who's already running. He's got the pace to get there. He does well as well, Lloyd Dyer. Oh, that's a foul, easily. The referee eventually waits. Blue whistle there for a couple of seconds. A bit late there, is Fred Graham. It's an easy free kick for him to give, and Blues will have a free kick in a promising position. Here's Cottle, that's a good delivery, and he's gone straight in. Well, he threatened it from the corner. Wonderful, wonderful delivery. It was either needed just a touch to take it in, or it flew in of its own accord. In the end, it turned out to be the latter one. Beautiful delivery, deserved a goal, got a goal. 1-1.
Well, Gary, it's another draw, another point. It was a great game to watch. Do you think you should have had all three?
Yeah, I think we definitely should have had all three. I think if you look at the first half performance, we started slowly, obviously conceding a goal, but again showed really good courage to get back in the game. Cots, fantastic set piece delivery in the far corner, and then after that we went from strength to strength. You know, we had probably, I would say, four very, very clear cut chances, and should have scored, you know, at least a couple of them. And I think the game should have been dead and buried at half time. I'd say first half, that's as well as we've played. We counter attacked brilliantly. We really, really looked like we just had a little bit more energy on the counter. And then at half time, I think the second half was a little bit more even. But I certainly think that's a game that we should have come away with the 3 points.
Particularly maybe in the first half, Cottrell and Dyer were causing them all sorts of problems in left and wide areas.
Yeah, we did a lot of work in the week because, you know, they played a diamond a lot, and we felt that would give us a lot of space wide, and I felt the game would suit us if we could block the middle of the pitch up. So we just dropped Clayton probably 10 yards further in defensively than he normally would, and pushed the wide men out probably 10 yards wider than we normally would, and we got a lot of ball to them. I felt a little bit early on the fullbacks were trying to join in, which we'd worked on, but they probably didn't need to, because when we were 1v1 we were always looking likely to beat the fullback. Like you say, with Lloyd, I thought Lloyd looked really, really electric first half, and Cots very, very bright. Some really good play. I think we've had something like 18 shots, 10 shots on target. Had by far the better chances at a place where Fulham don't lose too many. They've got a very good record at home, but that record should have certainly been a little bit worse today.
Is frustration creeping in a little bit? Because you are drawing a lot of games at the moment, and there have been performances where you probably left thinking, like today, we should have won.
No. Absolutely no frustration. I think, you know, slightly disappointed we didn't win the game and take all 3 points, but I think when you're playing, so I mean, if you think we've gone to Leeds, we've gone to Sheffield Wednesday and gone to Fulham, all very, very difficult games, and we've drawn them all. And probably should have won two of them out of the three. So we're showing different sides to our game, and I think we looked like we were a little bit fresher today, having had no game, midweek game. A little bit more energy, and I think obviously Fulham, we felt we could take advantage of the fact that Fulham had played at the weekend, or midweek rather. Really impressed with the performance, so certainly not frustrated. Really, really pleased that we just keep building and building. I know our points have come off a little bit in the last four games, like you say, to draw games, but I don't think you can ever worry about drawing an away game. I think what you need to then do is go and build on it and win the home game on Tuesday night, and that makes it a very good away point.
Mm-hmm. And Damari in the middle is probably sort of work in progress for him and for you. How do you think that's going to pan out, or how are you hoping that's going to pan out?
Yeah, I think it's difficult because you look at Damari's qualities and you think that he should be able to play that role really, really well. But sometimes there's, you know, a little bit of experience plays a part in there, and I think if you look at when Andrew Shinney plays the role, he finds space a lot easier than Dimi does, and that's for him to learn, you know, it's for him to learn. I actually think he looked like he'd made a mistake with his footwear today, because when he came on, I think he slipped over four or five times, so I would suggest that that's certainly something he's going to have to look at. And make sure he's got the right stuff on when he comes on, because I think he could have had a devastating effect in there for the last 10 minutes, and it probably didn't quite work out as that, but he's a young player and he'll learn.